Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday night, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming whole, complete, and entire, spirit, soul, and body. I hope you've been taking time out of your schedule to be working on some of the things we've been talking about learning how to heal, learning how to hear God, and cooperate with Him in your healing. What we're doing is not just for the learning, it's for the doing. The test of whether you hear from God is whether you come to God. So when He tests us, it's not to find out how much we know. It's to find out if what we're putting into action, what we've learned, what we know. So in light of that, can you identify the wounds that the Lord is healing you of right now? Or can you identify the wounds that He's recently healed you from? There's a time to look back and see the changes that God is making in us that encourages us, that frees us, and it honors what God is doing in us. We've talked many times about how our attitude of gratitude, our gratefulness toward God, is a huge indicator of our depending on Him, that we freely receive what God freely gives. So we recognize that He has made us able to receive everything God is and wants to share with us. In our spirit, we've not only received who He is, but we've become one in Him. And, okay, it comes back to working with our soul and our body, and we've got a long way to go. It's not really our problem. It's not God's problem. It's a process. And as we look at our wounds and the way God is healing us, and we look back and we go, okay, what has He done for me lately? We see change. Very often, we are so caught up in the day-to-day, the pressures of time. And we talked yesterday about recognizing pressure as a red flag. So schedule as part of your regular time to review what God is doing in your life. A lot of times what we see, the changes, it's not that He's changing your temperament. And we'll get into this later in the Monday night series. Your temperament, the way He put your spirit, your mind, will, and emotions together in your soul, He put that together uniquely for you. And it's exactly the way He wants it. It's not hurt. It's not imperfect. It's not broken. So he's not going to fix or correct or perfect your temperament. Whether you have strength in your mind, in your will, or your emotions, or a combination thereof, and most of us are quite a variety of the way that's put together, that's exactly what God wanted you to be. Likewise, we can see a reflection of that in our physical being. Whether you're a male or a female, old, young, black, white, purple, green, whether you were raised in a Christian family or raised in an atheist family, these are all circumstances and situations that God arranged specifically for you. And it doesn't need to be fixed. For most of us, you know, someone who is blonde and blue-eyed doesn't have to be concerned about not being a redhead with green eyes. That's irrelevant. And we know that. We know that our solical differences, I mean our natural differences, do not reflect our identity. There is neither male nor female, slave nor free, on and on. We know that. But in our souls, we have a tendency to think of ourselves according to how we feel, how we think, or how we act. If we're decisive. And society treats us that way. One thing we don't want to fall into the trap of is trying to either accommodate society or fix it. Instead, let's just stay focused on the truth about who we are. You are, I am, we are a spirit being who happens to have a soul and who just happens to live in a physical body. But you have been recreated a spirit being. You've been born again as a spirit. Spirit begets spirit, like begets like. And that's how God relates to us, as part of Him. So we're cooperating with Him, working on our soul. Now, we have pain. When we have pain, generally speaking, we understand when we jam our finger in the door of the car, it hurts. But there's that difference between our feelings and our emotions. We feel that pain not because we're feeling rejected. It's because we understand, okay, we banged up our finger in the door. We don't read, most of the time, we don't read into it. We may think, oh, that was a stupid thing to do. And it may very well have been a stupid thing to do. But that's not who you are. It was merely an accident or a stupid thing to do. You were distracted by something else. Likewise, what's going on in our soul, when we see our woundedness and we are dealing with getting healed, we don't take that on as our identity. We're not a victim. You're not a victim. I am not a victim. I'm not a martyr. You're not a wounded soul. You have a wounded soul. But that's not who you are. You're a spirit. And as God heals that wounded soul, that soul becomes more and more engulfed by the Spirit of the living God within you. Think of it in terms of the stars. When it's dark out at night, and when you go out of the city, there's no other lights. It seems like sometimes even without a moon, you could read. There are so many stars out there. Where do they go when the sun comes up? Well, they don't go anywhere. They're still there. They're still as bright as ever. But they've been overshadowed, overwhelmed by a much greater light. Likewise in us, our temperament, our soul, becomes overwhelmed by a much greater light. And that is our desire. That much greater light is not out there. That much greater light is now your spirit united with His. So as we become free, as we become healed, our soul is more and more engulfed by that greater light. And that's the process of becoming free. Because that's what your soul was created for. Your soul was created to be overwhelmed by that light. Shall we say, we are learning to wear our spirit on the outside. Right now, when you and I look at each other, we see our body. We see our natural body, physical body. As we get to know each other, we get to know our temperament, our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. As we depend on God, we begin to know each other according to our spirit, which is already one. If you and I are one with God, we are one with each other. Think about that. If you are one with God, and I am one with God in my spirit, we are one with each other as well. So when we relate to one another from that perspective, that is true fellowship. Not agreeing, not believing the same things, but starting with the realization that spiritually speaking, we are already one. And the healing God is bringing us is to free our soul to be submitted to our spirit. Last week we were talking about how that misconception can keep us from receiving healing. If we don't know where that healing is taking place, we can resist it. We can hinder it. So understand that the healing in your soul is taking place in your mind, your will, and your emotions, where you've been wounded, where you're believing a lie. And we'll get into the processes to help bring that to the surface. But it will always come down to, Lord, what do you want to do here? Lord, is this a wound you want to heal? Lord, is there interference? It always comes back to depending on God. He is a real person. He can speak for himself, and we can hear him. He's very gentle and kind and loving, and he knows exactly what each one of us needs at any given time. We can trust him. Likewise, the fear of pain can hinder our healing. We talked earlier about slamming our finger in the door of our car. We know how that heals. We know what we can do, and we can see it heal. But very often, we go into adulthood with unhealed wounds from being a child. And because we don't see the wounds, the rejection, the hurt, the misbeliefs, they fester and they affect the way we relate to ourselves, to others, and to God. So what we are looking at doing is not just stirring up areas where we're wounded, but we're bringing them to the surface so God can heal them and we can see them be healed. So another common hindrance to our healing is the very understandable, totally normal desire to avoid pain. Nobody wants to experience that pain, or any pain. But the healing process almost always involves a level of experiencing pain, even if it's an acknowledgement of a previous hurt. So we want to start seeing the pain associated with getting our wounds healed as similar to the pain that we acknowledge is going to happen in childbirth. I mean, when you think about it, okay, doing this, having a baby is going to hurt like heck. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to cost me a lot. And yet we choose to do it. Other aspects of our life, training for a marathon, certain careers, we know they're going to cause us pain. Physical pain, and we do them anyway. Excuse me. So, by avoiding that pain, we give pain power over our lives. Let me say that again. By avoiding pain, physical, soulical, emotional, we give pain power over our lives. As we learn to accept pain as part of this earthly circumstance we're in now, we can overcome it, and even learn to bear it for others who haven't learned how to bear it for themselves. We can stand in the gap. As we experience healing, we often must experience that pain as part of the healing process. Think about when you're hurt. In that physical realm, when you've slammed your finger in the door, you pay special attention to that injury, to the wound. You protect it. Maybe go to the doctor, get x-rays, make sure it's not something that needs further care. And then you splint it up, make sure it's protected and clean. And you maybe immobilize it so you don't knock it around and cause more pain. And most of all, you give it time to heal. Nobody's going to come up to you with your finger all bandaged and rip the bandage off and say, just get over it. You know, forgive whoever did it and just get over it. And yet, unfortunately, that's very often what happens in our solical wounds, is we don't go through that process of getting the wounds healed, giving it time, giving God time, giving us time, protecting ourselves, protecting the wound. We're just told, get over it, you know, and that it's not healing because you haven't forgiven someone, or who knows why. So, because again, that wound is not on the surface, it's not in the physical realm, we don't see that injury that's taken place. Most Christians have not learned how to do the same when they are wounded in their soul. So we deny that we're hurt or are being hurt. How often are we comfortable going to someone and saying, what you're doing is hurting me? Stop it. Or we need to talk about this. Or let's resolve this. Or I'm out of here. How many of us would tolerate a neighbor, a friend, a spouse, a coworker, a pastor slapping us up alongside the head on a regular basis? Every Sunday, every Wednesday night. Well, that kind of an injury is obvious. We all acknowledge that kind of a physical assault is wrong. It hurts, and in fact is against the law. But we don't have that same awareness of the injuries, the wounding that sometimes we allow. We keep going back for more. When all you're used to is criticism, you become comfortable with criticism. When all you're used to is being told you're a second-rate person, that's what you become used to. And you begin to think of yourself as a second-rate person. And then you even begin to think that God thinks you're a second-rate person. And so we need to bring these wounds to the surface. See them, that they're just as damaging, if not more so, than a physical wound. and then make the changes that we may need to keep from being wounded again in that situation. Now, we've talked before about how in this world we will be wounded. The solution is not to avoid the situations that God's going to send us in where we're going to be hurt. Let me repeat that. God is going to send you into situations where you will be hurt. But we have a Savior. We have an advocate. We have a healer. And we turn to Him. We know how to do what Jesus did. Go to the Father and get healed. So though it hurts, it doesn't make the hurt any less painful. But we know how to get healed. So our goal is never to avoid pain in the course of following the training that God has set out for us. But we also don't want to be out looking for it. There'll be plenty enough in due course of the way God has our lives set up. We don't need to go looking for trouble. So instead of stuffing it and pushing our wounds aside and denying that it hurt, we bring it to the surface. We become sensitive and aware of it. But because we know how to deal with it, we do not let that pain define who we are or our actions. So when the wound does surface, as part of the healing process, the pain is often out of proportion to the cause. Because we're just not used to it. We're just not used to purposely bringing out our wounds. It's like if you've got an open wound in your body and you've got a bandage on it, and you pull off the bandage, sometimes that hurts a lot more than whatever caused it to begin with. And certainly, you know, that bandage was doing its job. It was protecting and soothing and probably making the pain less. But to get it to heal, it needs to be brought into the light. So when that wound surfaces, that pain is amplified because we've been working so hard at stuffing it, and now it's out. Instead of just the pain of that initial wound, we may also have to deal with infections of bitterness or denial. But as God cleans out those wounds, if we can see that pain is just part of the process, it doesn't mean anything other than it's a red flag. We can embrace pain as a marker, as a friend, to let us know that there's a problem and God wants to solve it. Pain can be our friend. It can bring us, it can be that red flag. You have a wound over here. You keep on protecting your heart. You keep on protecting, you know, you don't really say your opinion because you're afraid you're going to get jumped on. Well, why? You're protecting yourself because you've been wounded. The Lord wants to heal you. So, we almost become aware, fully aware of the source of the pain. Instead of denying it, instead of hiding it, let's look for pain as our friend. So thanks for tuning in. Have a great evening. We'll be back together again on Thursday to talk about hearing from God, hearing His voice, and knowing Him intimately, spirit to spirit, one-on-one. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great evening.